She also succeeded in filling the 25-person Politburo with allies. At least 11 of the Politburo's 15 new members belong to Xi's faction. As a result, the president can now count on 18 votes in that body. His decisions will be endorsed overwhelmingly by the Politburo and its standing committee, endowing them with extraordinary authority. What is more, Xi's allies in the Politburo, some of them relatively young, will be strong contenders for promotion to the Standing Committee at the 20th National Congress in 2022. The greatest political victory that Xi achieved at the Congress was to end the party's practice of formally designating a new leader at least 5 years ahead of the transfer of power. The tradition began in 1992, when Deng picked Hu as Zhang's successor 10 years before Hu took office. In 2007, the party similarly chose Xi as Hu's successor. This practice has reduced the risk of struggles over succession and has helped enforce the party's informal term limits for its top leaders of 2 stints of 5 years each. But the party never codified these traditions in its charter, and an incumbent seeking to extend his rule would always have been able to end them with enough raw power. This clearly was the case for Xi, and he and his allies played their cards brilliantly to break from precedent. First, in the fall of 2016, CCP officials named Xi the party's core leader, making him the only leader since Deng to have assumed that coveted title on his own, and sending a message to other senior figures that Xi's position was unassailable. Zhang was named core leader by Deng. Hu never received the title. A few months later, in January of this year, Chinese security agents kidnapped the tycoon Zhao Jianhua from his apartment in the Four Seasons in Hong Kong. The abduction was meant to preempt potential challenges to Xi's plan. As the money man for many top Chinese leaders, Zhao likely held incriminating information about some of Xi's rivals. In July, Xi made another move, ordering the arrest of the Chongqing party chief, Sun Shengcai, on charges of corruption. Sun's fall was meaningful because of his association with Zhang's faction, and because he is so young that he would have been a plausible successor to Xi had he remained untouched. Politburo members generally have to be younger than 55 to be eligible for consideration as future successors. Now that Sun has been purged, there is only one Politburo member young enough to be a possible successor to Xi in 2022— the former Guangdong party chief, Hu Chunhua. But the 55-year-old Hu did not get promoted to the standing committee, apparently making him ineligible to take Xi's place in 2022. He will likely assume the largely symbolic vice presidency next March. With so few options, Xi will have the perfect excuse to delay a decision about who should succeed him. His dominance of the Politburo and its standing committee will empower him to do just that, securing him a third term in office at the next party congress in 2022. Xi will amend the party's charter and China's constitution to legitimize the extension of his power. He could, for instance, assume the position of party chairman, restoring that defunct role in the party's charter and restarting the clock on his leadership of the CCP. As for the limit of 2 terms for China's head of state, an office usually referred to as the presidency in English, but that properly translates as the chairmanship, it could be lifted with a semantic change. Officials could revise the Chinese constitution so that Xi's formal title becomes president. By securing 2 new 5-year terms as head of both party and government, Xi would be able to hold on to power until at least 2032. Rule by law. The biggest questions about China's new era surround Xi's agenda. Few expect Xi to become a political reformer, given the crackdowns on civil society and internet freedom during his first term. Yet optimists believe that Xi's newfound supremacy will grant him a free hand to pursue other changes, introducing pro-market economic reforms and restructuring China's legal system so that it protects property rights and promotes development more effectively. In fact, little suggests that a new wave of economic reform is in the offing. Xi acquired immense authority during his first term, rolling out an ambitious blueprint in 2013 for overhauling the Chinese economy.